right, everybody. All right, so now I want to start our Q&A portion of our day. So this is a time for you to ask burning questions, and also time if you are not able to connect in for our heart-to-heart call on Monday or on Thursday, then you can ask me questions and actually just come on the line and just say, "Amanda, I want to share my heart-to-heart right now." Okay? And otherwise, you can get on the call today and just share, you know, what's been going on with you and just fill us in and how I can support you. Looks like, and how you do that, everyone, is press star 2. And on the live cast, you can just type your question in. Press star 2. Looks like a couple of you are already doing it. So line yourselves up, and that way we can be really efficient. Hey, is this Anastasia? Anastasia.
Hi, Amanda.
Yeah,
hello.
Hi.
Hi. That was a beautiful call. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so I guess what I'm experiencing is a bit of a receiving cap, like, because, you know, last week I told you everything's been going so good and it's so exciting and, like, actually having clients and being able to serve them is like the most rewarding thing I've ever experienced in my life. Like it's exactly what you were talking about today. It just doesn't feel like work. It just like, I had this analogy and I actually think I'm going to do some marketing materials with something like this, but it's like, I feel like a Care Bear and like have this like light shining out my belly.
Oh, yeah. You are hilarious.
That's how I feel. And like this should not be a problem that I feel so good and loving. But like at a certain point it actually like this state of I don't know, I guess it's just up leveling. And like I just talked to Gina briefly on her radio show right before this and she told me that I just have to allow this new normal to like consolidate and like be my new life, right? Because I think like right now I'm having a bit of trouble accepting that this is what's happening and that it's real and that I can have it and that I deserve it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't really like why does it have to be like why does it have to feel difficult to start receiving everything you want? I mean, you know, like, I don't want this to be a block for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it is a new normal, and it's also, you know, we are in this, like I was saying, heaven is ever-expanding good. And so this is, I think that children are in joy. I know my kids are just, joy balls. They're not... And of course, you know, they've got their emotions and things, but you know, they're in joy, and it's like to return to that childlike joy, and it feels like the things that you have with the princess and the Care Bears, and you know, you have this childlike essence to you. Like I haven't thought about a Care Bear since 1982, and you're talking about Care Bears and you know, unicorns and rainbows. Like you're there, girl. So. You know, just keep on, I would say, just keep on nurturing yourself and softening and receiving.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, great. Thank you.
And then raising the cap, I mean, one of my favorite questions is, you know, the new, really the only issue that we're going to have in life is how good can you stand it?
Yeah, you know.
That's like your new, and it's also, you know, of course, going back, everyone, to, you know, reading the Big Leap by Gay Hendricks and kind of transcending, what's the right word, soaring past those upper limits and really allowing yourself to expand and soar.
Yeah, totally. Like, I started castle shopping this week.
I saw that.
Yeah. So much fun. Oh, my goodness.
And the thing is, when you're in joy, you just magnetize your good to you. So it's like, be like a child again.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I need to be doing my work and doing my homework and everything, too, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing, as I notice that sometimes people, they cap out, but then they sabotage the systems and the grounded stuff. So definitely keep going. Because, you're not there. None of us are there yet, you're not there yet. Which is, I don't see that as a buzzkill, but.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, this is what I'm trying to do, is balance the masculine and the feminine. Like, be this princess, but, also put the structures in place and do the work I need to do. Like, you have to be responsible as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So just plan it out. Plan it out and then enjoy your princess castle building time, too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, I think this is Ash. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your question?
Okay, so last week I didn't come up with a system, but I came up with my idea for my free offering. And I know you do a module on it later, but that's just what came out. Today with the ideal client, when you came up with the money story of the ideal client, that kind of lit something, because I'm attracting some clients who can't afford professional coffee. They're just not at that place. So they're not clients. But they're just at the place where they can't afford it, and that's totally fine. But I wanted to give something to people so that would help them get to the point where that they can afford help in whatever area they want help. So the free offering is like 17 tips to make your coffee better. But what I was thinking is that just going to propagate attracting more people who can't afford my services? Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think you get to decide on who you want to serve. And who do you want to serve, and what is your ideal client? What is your ideal business? How much money do you want to be making? What do you want to be doing?
Uh-huh.
And then you go after that, and you market to that. Rather than marketing to, sort of people just starting out, or they're not quite ready, and they haven't found their voice. You market to the people, and one way, you probably would want to market to someone who's further along in business, and I think where the use of your time would be really some good networking with people who are at a level in which you see your ideal client being at, and networking with them, and saying, hey, you could say, hey, to test it out, you could do a couple of things. You could put together sort of where you are right now, it would be an awesome, it would be great. I was trying to say, you could put together more of an affordable package, but where you are right now, I think your rates are not enormous anyway. So you could put something together and say, hey, let me write for you, let me help you out with a campaign on a trial basis. You can see how well we work together, and then you guys could then have another conversation about moving forward, and then they take you on as a retainer for a monthly retainer.
Okay. But as far as like a free offer to build, I was just looking at as list building, but I was also thinking maybe you're building a list to the wrong people with an offer like that.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So, who are your people and what do they want?
Well, a lot of the people are, I don't really want the people who are just starting out who can't afford coffee.
Yeah. So you probably don't need to do a free gift for them.
Right. Okay.
Who are your ideal clients, and what do they want?
I'm not sure. I have to do some work on that.
Yeah. Do some work on who this ideal client is, and I think when you get there, you'll know it. I'll tell you that I saw a cool thing years ago. I went to a live event, and I wasn't in the position for a copywriter, but there was a copywriter there, and she had a cool. I actually still have it. It's a bookmark, and it says and I really referenced it all the time. It was a really juicy free gift, and it was like five to ten good subject lines. And I think what she had done is she crafted like a crappy subject line, like, and turned it into a like a rockin' subject line, so that emails, people would open up emails.
Uh-huh.
And so that was really juicy. Or there were like, there were, her name is Michelle PW. You could Google her. She's got a really crazy last name, so I think she just goes by Michelle PW. But go and look at other copywriters who are running successful multiple six-figure businesses and see how they're structuring it. Because I think that there's way, I'm sure eventually, you know, we'll build it out so you'll have all different tiers of clients. But I know someone like her, she's got, where she takes people in the beginning stages through like a 5-week or 10-week boot camp where she teaches them how to write their own copy, and then she has higher level clients that pay her a lot of money and she writes their copy for them.
And that's kind of what I was thinking, is to have a multi-tier business where I can help teach people, because I love to teach people, you know, to sort of serve themselves and then also have higher level clients that I'm writing for. I'd like to do both.
Yep. Exactly.
So maybe that would be a good free gift for people to sort of give them a taste of what I do for them. Because I have looked at other people in my industry and the kind of gifts that they're giving. And they're really content rich, really juicy, good, useful things that you could absolutely charge for. They could be charging for that information.
Right.
You know, but they're helping the people who are in the beginning stages move forward. And I've actually, you know, got a free offering from somebody and then ended up buying one of their classes,
mm-hmm.
you know. So.
And I think for you, maybe, you know, sort of you can be building all that. And then in terms of raising your own income would be taking on those higher level clients. And then through the, you know, in a couple of months, then you do your group program.
Uh-huh.
And you build your list of people. Hey, well, they can't afford to hire you right now, or they're not in a position right now to, uh-huh. to they haven't found their voice and they're not ready for a copywriter, but they want to learn and they will take your class, and then that would be great, you know, and then eventually they could become your client.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was envisioning with, you know, the freebie for people who aren't in a position at the moment, but if I continue to deliver good quality content to them, like through my blog and stuff, then eventually they will get in a position and I'll be top of mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was kind of, yeah. So it's just kind of like feeding the pipeline in a lot of different ways, a lot of different areas.
Yeah. So then in that case, the 17 tips, I mean, that sounds juicy. That seems like a lot of tips, though.
It is. I was going to be 7, and I was like, that's not enough. And so.
Well, maybe what you could do. Well, maybe perhaps what you could do is you could do 7, and then you could do a follow-up and say, okay, here's your 7 tips. And then you have an automatic responder that goes out like a month later and said, you know, I just felt like that wasn't enough. I wanted to give you these additional 10 steps to help you. And it's like a warm thing, a warm letter, like, hey, how's it going? Are you implementing those first 7 steps? Well, I just couldn't help myself, and I needed to send you these other 10.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then that way you can do a follow-up and then check in, and then you could do like a month later, hey, how you doing? How are those 17 steps? Well, I got good news. I got this class I'm running starting in a few weeks. I think, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Yay!
Yay!
Yay, thank you so much. That's very clear. I love it.
Oh, I'm so glad. See, the power of the mastermind.
Yeah. Thanks, Amanda. Awesome, awesome call.
Yeah, my pleasure. Okay, who else would like to ask a question? Press *2, or just do a check-in. Just, you know, share how it's been this week, what your breakthroughs have been, what sort of resistance you might be having. Press *2, or we can just, you know, hang up. Don't make me work too hard. Okay, don't make me have to like do a double backflip for you guys to ask questions. Okay, good. Hello, Liz. Hello.
Hello. Well, I have a question. I went with one of the girls that I work with, and we went to our client that we're doing a big project for. We flew out to Arizona this weekend to work with them. And, you know, we were just kind of going to help them sort of get to the next step and bring clarity around what they need to do. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, well, wait a minute, I'm giving up my whole weekend to be with them. And we never really discussed, like, that this should be paid for. You know, they're flying us out there, they're putting us up, and, you know, all of that. But it really was like a retreat workshop all weekend. And, you know, we're going to end up doing more of those with the clients. But then I'm thinking, like, well, okay, how do you present this in a way that is professional? Because they would totally respect it. But, you know, like, okay, well, we did the first weekend with you guys because we wanted to all be on the same page, and next time we come out, we expect this, or, you know, I don't know. It was just kind of one of those things that I just realized, like, oh, this is so dumb. Why didn't I, like, think of this through beforehand?
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. So how can I support you with this?
Like, how do I, you know, what's a good strategy in terms of, you know, going back to the client and saying, moving forward, if we do that, you know, I'd prefer it not to be on the weekends, number one, or that we should be getting paid for that because this is our time and this time takes me away from working with other people and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, we have a contract, but there you can see there's some, because they're anxious about their project and, you know, they kind of have the expectation that, oh, we should just jump every time they say jump. And, you know, so we have to really make it clear, like, you're getting what you're paying us for, but we also have our lives and our other people we're working with, and I guess setting clear boundaries or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you definitely need to have, like, in your terms and in your conditions and negotiations,
yeah,
what your boundaries are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I've worked with professionals, I've learned, oh, exactly what they're, you know, they don't work on the weekend. If they work on the weekend, it's like four times the same amount, you know, and it's up to you to really, and it's a reflection also of your self-esteem and how you carry yourself and honor yourself as a businesswoman. And, you know, as a woman with your dreams and desires and your vision. So I would say for you to get clear on how you want to really spend your time. And this, we had a question about this from you last week about time.
Oh, time is always an issue. But when you're dealing with multiple clients and it's all very different and you're trying to take care of everybody, it becomes a challenge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fitting it all in, and because a lot of it's creative work, you have to give the time to be creative with it, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to, because creativity is not really linear, and time is linear.
Right, and so that's why I was saying last week, like, you need that bigger chunk of time to have that space to be creative, and then you also have to run your business, but then you've got, you multiply that by multiple clients, and then, you know, it gets really tricky. So
it's coming for me is that I think that you need to value your time as sacred and premium and start charging I don't know what your rates are, but like doubling, quadrupling your time right now.
Okay.
And really knowing, I mean, this is your life. This is the precious resource of your life, and all we have really is time.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're bending over. I mean, you're kind of like just the sounds of it. I first got the sound of, I got the visual of like you're a mom and you're helping everyone. Everyone's gonna be happy, and there's like eight kids, and you're like, oh, there's like none for you, and you're like a short order cook, and you're like, sure, it's a weekend. Let me just double backflip over here for you, and oh, let me go over here and do this Kalamazoo dance, and you know, it's just so you can do that, but I think that they need to pay you four times. I'm just getting four times right now.
Okay.
Four times what you're getting right now. And okay. You get to be that woman that commands that and holds that and receives it.
Okay.
And then really clear contracts starting out about what the terms and conditions are and what the additional fees are for overtime and weekend time. And for you to, you know, honor yourself enough to hold that.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, I never even thought that was something, I wouldn't have thought to put that in the contract in the beginning, you know. And so, like you're saying, a lot of this is you learn as you go. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a part of every contract going forward.
Yeah, and then talking to them, too, and pre-framing, like, this is a creative process, and you're paying not just for the time, but also for the creative process. And then pre-framing and going through the terms, you know, and having a conversation when there's, you know, reading it, going
right.
through the contract.
Okay, that's really helpful, too.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to be able to be on the call on Thursday?
See, I'm so behind. I didn't know there was a call on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I just emailed everyone, and we're sending a reminder today about having a call at 3 Eastern and 1 Mountain 12. And so if you can make it there, that's going to be a heart-to-heart call, because I kind of feel like I want to know more about you and what you do and who you serve and things
okay.
like that.
Okay, yeah. I can do.
Okay, good. Good, because that will help me get a better feel.
Great.
Okay. All right. And those of you else here, press star 2 to share just a check-in. I know there's a lot of you here that are probably just, you know, soaking in the jewels and the juicy gems of today's call, but you have something to share you'd like some support with. All right, I think, is this Mira, South Carolina?
Hi, Amanda, it is Mira.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. You are now known in all my friends and family circles as the woman who got me on Facebook. So,
oh, how fun.
You're like famous because everyone's been trying to get me on Facebook for years, and I've been like, on Facebook.
Good job. Welcome to Facebook.
So,
isn't it fun?
I know. Thank you. It's fun, actually. Yeah, it's totally fun. I don't know why I had this, like, big thing about it, that it was going to suck all my energy and, like, just, you know, be this
mm-hmm.
huge time waster, but it's been really fun. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be on the call on Thursday because I'll be with Amici in Los Angeles.
Ooh, nice.
So, you know, if there's a little break in the action during the day and I can get away and do it, I will, but, you know, I just have to kind of see how it goes in terms of what I'll be doing that day. But, yeah, I really wanted to check in and, I mean, mainly just let you know how much I'm enjoying this course, how much it's really, really helped me, how much clarity I feel like is coming in, and also the uproar telesummit with Christine Marassi and how that's just been. This is great. Those interviews are amazing. And yours was so funny and just like, spot on. And I loved it. That prayer was hilarious. I was like, I really did laugh so hard I started crying. Like, it was so funny.
I know. I like when I'm all about Shiva, I'm all, what's that guy? Shiva. Yeah, he's coming in.
So funny. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't stop laughing. This is hilarious. I guess the main thing I wanted to share is about my six-figure blessing, because I did it a week ago, and I'm still kind of, like, integrating and trying to process sort of what I felt in that, which is basically, like, the whole thing about what I want to create as a business. So I know I've shared this before, but just, you know, briefly recapping. So I've kind of had this, like, kind of like this almost split personality the last few years about my work, because on one hand, I've been working with the military, traveling around, you know, as a psychotherapist, these different military installations and doing this very, like, focused and structured work, mainly with men, you know, change management, stress management, anger management. And then on the side, I've been doing this goddess embodiment work with women, which I used to even not even charge money for, because I had so many issues about charging money for something that's coming from my heart and from my guru and the spiritual energy. And so what I really felt in a six-figure blessing was that I need to like bring these two parts of myself together and bring this together into like one idea for a business. And so, you know, it's all about healing the heart. That's, you know, that's my thing. I mean, I feel like I'm a heart healer and bringing people together. So my idea has been, well, I showed you the flyer that I put out about the goddess work, the call. So it's, you know, starting out with the energy of Kali, which is like destroying your old limiting beliefs, your old story, negative times from your family, things that have been holding you back. The second part is Lakshmi, which is really embodying self-love and self-care, nurturing, sexuality, healing. And then step three is Saraswati, which is getting clarity, getting into your vision, and creating a new vision of love. So it's for women who are recovering from divorce or heartbreak or loss or just haven't been able to attract a soulmate partner. And this is based on my journey that I went through to create and find and finally manifest true love a year ago.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so I'm getting married this summer. I'm 43.
Oh.
I've never been married. It's taken me all these years to really, like, get clear about the right partner and to be able to manifest that. And it was, like, this incredible healing journey that I went through with my guru and going to India and, you know, like, really healing, the healing that I did on myself to be able to get to that point where I could manifest him. Like my wildest dream of love, really beyond my wildest dream of love. And drawing on like all the healing that I've studied over, you know, all the years that I've been with her, and like therapy work and all that. So I'm super, super excited about it. But, you know, I also want to work with men because I've been working with all these military guys for the last 6 years and I love them. And helping men to overcome heartbreak and overcome loss and, you know, find the love of their life and find their partner. So this is kind of the idea that I'm coming up with. I'm like, I don't even have a business, you know, because I've been, the stuff I've been doing on the side, it's just through my personal checking account, it's just for trade or like, you know, I charge some money, but really not enough to make it like something that I start a business with. So I'm kind of like starting from scratch in terms of like the whole structure piece of it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the part that I guess I'm not even sure how to do or...
Well, that's why
I guess
you're
I'm
in
just
this
not
program.
Sure what I am.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that is why I'm in this program. Like, I really need to learn about the basics of it. But in the meantime, I already have clients, like the people who just want to get started. And so I don't want to turn them away while I'm trying to get my structure together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm just going to, I feel like I should just kind of dive in with the people I have.
Yeah, definitely.
While you know, I try to put it all together, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why, it's called flying the plane while you build it.
Yeah. That's not how I operate. You know, like I always have my ducks in a row first, but, this is just kind of different, I guess, for how I'm used to doing things.
Well,
especially when you're working with the military.
I've got something for you. Do you think that, like, when a mama duck is about to cross the street and there's, like, a semi, is she sitting there, like, a semi truck? Is she like, okay, ducks, get in a row, get in a row? No, she just charges forward and they follow her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're building it, and it's all new, but you're already, obviously, this is your gift and your calling, and you're here to, I mean, you've done it, and now you're holding such a space of love, and oh, my gosh, and your story, and now you're going to help so many women, and so you're already doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's already happening, so, like, I can't, like, stop the flow to start working on, like, the structure. I don't feel like I can. So anyway, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Like, it's true. I feel like I just need to start doing it and then just build it as I go along.
Yeah, you really do. And the thing is, because you're doing it, you're going to, it's the best way to go. Like, you'll be able to build the website and the copy, and you'll be able to hire someone to support you with a lot of those things because you're already going to have money coming in.
Yeah, thanks. I really do, like, because that's the problem. That's the problem exactly, right? It's like, where do I get the money to make this awesome website to attract clients when I don't have the clients yet? You know, like, I have to start with that, like, bringing the money in before I can even get the thing going. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. This has been like, I just want to say it's been like completely amazing. And now like the money that's coming in from my first client from this work is helping me with the AMA next week. And so it's like she gave me this blessing to do this work, and now I'm doing it, and now that money is helping me to go see her. So it's like really just this amazing circle that I'm starting to see. And I remember you saying that inhale and exhale, and it's coming true. So it's really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so cool. And I shared on Facebook, but I just happened to be in L.A. last year, actually speaking at Christina Marathi's event, Teaching Wealth Consciousness with her. And I kept getting this, I got to call my friend Kim. And so, because she lives in L.A., and she's actually she's a curly-haired expert. And anyway, she's a devotee also of AMA. So I'll call Kim. And then Kim's like, oh, AMA's here. So Vivi and I went there at like 10 p.m. after Christina's event. We seriously went there at 10 p.m. and got a hug. Phoebe was like 6 weeks old getting a hug from AMA, and then it was
that's
beautiful.
That's so sweet. Oh, that's so sweet. I'm so glad that you met her. Yeah. They talk about creating an uproar, you know, like this woman and what she's done, what's getting hugs to 36 million people, and all the charities and everything that she's been doing. I mean, she's just such an inspiration.
She is. My goodness. Well, yeah, thanks for giving me your little – I'm glad I got to hear who you are and what you're doing. And
yeah, thank you. Receiving. In case I don't make Thursday, yeah, I wanted to be sure to check in with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have time for one more check-in. Let's see. We've got Carolyn Santa Barbara. Hi, Amanda. Hello. I love this. I'm looking forward to diving into this content. I bet you are. Okay. Anyone else want to do a little share, a little check-in? Press star 2. I want to hear from you. You know who you are. Don't be shy. Someone I haven't connected with yet would be really nice. Or we could just wrap it up. All right. Well, we will wrap it up. I'll take those 2 minutes, everyone. All right. You have a wonderful day. We will reconnect on the Facebook group, and we will also reconnect on Thursday for a heart-to-heart. And I will share, those of you who want to come and thinking about coming to my live event, I mean, if you think that these calls are good, that live event is going to totally rock your world. So I really love to see your confirmation. You got an email about that last week. It was called Yep, I'm Doing It, and you got a confirmation to reserve your spot. And that would be great. See you there. All right. Have a wonderful day wherever you are in the world. Lots of love, everybody. Namaste.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.